Well, that's also one of our most important topics that we want to discuss, and that all revolves around an idea that the Ontario Libertarian Party is promoting, which is called non-government options. So essentially what we're saying is, if we introduce competition into healthcare and long-term care and ideally the other parts of government operations, that competition will help to facilitate a reduction in costs and improve the choices that consumers have. The idea being that down the road we will have government programs and government options that are optional to be participate in. So if you decide you want to participate in the healthcare system, you could designate that you want to pay taxes towards it. But if you decide you want to go outside of the healthcare system as it is today, the government-run one, then you can opt out of paying for those taxes and save those tax dollars so that you can begin to use non-government service providers. And this is actually starting to grow now in Canada. There's actually a couple of organizations that I've been investigating, and we see down the road that there will be a vibrant market of consumer choices that will be between a government-operated operation and a non-government-operated operation. Now, the only way this can possibly work is by having a political organization like ours. If we were ever to gain power, our job would be to try to repeal all the legislation, all the rules, all the laws that constrain competition. And so we're trying to remove the monopoly powers that government is holding over the choices we have in the public marketplace. So that's really the bottom line for us. The non-government options is a model. It's a model that allows every taxpayer, every consumer to decide whether they will take their services from a government-run operation or a non-government operation. And the rules and regulations have to be fair for everybody so that there is no bias in the marketplace. And so the bias that exists today is a monopoly bias in favor of governments. And once you remove that monopoly bias in favor of governments, what you end up with is a less regulated, freer market for consumer choices.